Hey, Derek. Oh, crap.
Blog Talk Radio.
See? I'm not doing too well. And I was ready to go.
Oh, that one's for the books, the collection. I knew it, too.
We really should kill the jingle.
Let that go.
We can kill the jingle.
Oh, I thought I had it here.
Yeah, totally. Oh, you don't have the jingle there?
I don't have it right here in front of me.
Oh.
A lot of good times.
Next time. Anyway, let's start again. Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good on a Sunday. Feeling good.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
I'm glad one of us is feeling good.
Oh, no.
So what do we got this week on the Derek and Kay Show, our Halloween, our Valentine's Day edition? I'm doing really great.
Wow. Fantastic. Okay. Well, it is Valentine's Day coming up on Tuesday, so I have 10 weird Valentine's Day facts.
Do you now?
That I do.
I also have some Valentine's Day facts.
Oh, good.
Fabulous. We'll combine them.
I wonder if it's the same list.
I hope it's not the same list.
Is that your? That's not yours.
Sure, I'll take it as one of mine.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It is actually on my list.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, but it's number 3, not number 1. So.
Well, maybe we can compare our list during a commercial or something. I got not the best place to take your Valentine's Day date. This is a new thing that came out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So if you want to get laid on your first date, I can tell you what kind of smartphone your date should carry.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And I've got singing YouTube videos. I got a little collection.
Interesting.
Of some pretty interesting YouTube singing videos.
All right. Okay. And finally.
Finally.
Why you should never, ever post a mean letter to your parents and post it on Facebook and hope they don't see it.
I think I know this one.
All coming up
awesome.
On this week's Valentine, not Halloween edition of the Derek and Kay Show. Press that button.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
I'm f***ed up. Can you please help me? What?
Hello? Oh, my Christ
of the cross.
Go Jesus! Reality hits you hard, bro.
Winning?
Hey, gorgeous.
Oh, hi! La 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 la! Pikachu!
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
That it is.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is February 12th, 2012.
Oh, was that first sound the arrow? Keep it arrow?
Yeah, that's the new February sound.
Oh, okay.
You like that?
At first, I wasn't really sure what was going on with that, but now I understand
it's
suddenly.
It's cute, right?
Yes, it's very cute.
We are over 8,400 listeners and growing. Listens, I should say, and
fantastic.
Growing. I wish we had that many listeners tonight.
That's all right.
But that's what we got. I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
And I am the picture of perfect health.
Oh, no.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can by emailing us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Liking us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Following our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Following our Twitter handle at dkradioshow. And calling us when we are live as of right now at 661-467-2416. You never know unless you ask.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not sure what that means, really.
I don't know.
But that's
it's just
true.
Something I came up with at the very beginning of our show.
They should call us and ask.
Yes.
I never know
unless you ask.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. We'll tell you.
We will tell you exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost Valentine's Day.
It is almost Valentine's Day.
And it's also, well, today is actually Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Oh, that's great.
And it's also Plum Pudding Day, whatever the hell that means.
Oh, you could celebrate the two together. I think they would go nicely.
You ever had a plum pudding?
Never have. I don't even know what that is.
Apparently it contains no plums.
Really?
It's like a Christmas cake.
Or pudding.
Or pudding.
Oh.
I don't really like pudding.
You don't like pudding? Pudding's fantastic.
Well.
Little banana pudding?
No.
Buttersnatch?
No.
Cha-cha-cha!
Vanilla's okay.
Echo?
Is there?
No.
It's like the old Don and Mike show?
It's a little bit like that, yeah.
I like vanilla okay.
You like vanilla okay?
Yeah, back in the
vanilla,
day.
Vanilla pudding?
Yeah.
It's good.
With vanilla wafers back in
the
day?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day when I was eating?
So good, yeah.
So good.
Yummy.
Very yummy.
Very good.
But it's plum pudding day.
Okay.
Apparently it contains no pudding, no plums.
Okay, well maybe you'll have to wait till next week for your gift then.
Yeah.
I didn't know. It came up fast. I didn't know it was today.
Well, I was going to make a plum pudding, but then the recipe said it takes 6 hours.
6 hours? Yes. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Here's how you make pudding. Empty the box, pour the milk, and stir, right?
No, but it's different. It's like a Christmas cake. It's like a cake thing.
It's not. Oh, it's not pudding at all.
Yeah,
I said that already.
Like,
yeah.
Like, it's freaking me out.
Oh, did it do it again? Yeah.
Yeah, it did it again.
That's weird.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Did you say you have random Valentine's Day facts?
I do. I have 10.
You have 10?
I wish I had some good music to play over, but I don't.
Oh.
But I can just play this to start.
Okay. Would you like to read one of your Valentine's Day facts? My Valentine's
we'll
Day facts actually have music.
Oh, yours do?
Yes.
Behind it?
Yes.
Should I go through my 10, or do you want to alternate, or what do you want to do?
Give me 5.
Give you 5?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Lysphobia? No? Not what you got? Okay.
No.
Well, like any other Hallmark holiday, it comes, you know, with weird superstitions. And here are some of the 10 weird ones, I guess. Number 10, dumping. I feel weird reading stuff without music. I'm so used to, like, the weird news. But that's okay.
You want this?
No. If it's yours, it's okay.
Yeah.
We can save it for yours.
Oh.
It's a beautiful day for a Valentine.
Go ahead. You only have 20 more seconds.
I've always wanted to have a Valentine just like you.
No. You can use it for yours.
All right, after you then. I use it for mine.
So dumping. 53% of women in America would dump their boyfriends if they did not get them a present for Valentine's Day.
Hmm.
And I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think I would dump my boyfriend too.
Yeah, just nothing?
Nothing.
Even if you had like, let's go out to dinner or something like that?
Dump.
Dump. Okay, interesting. Drink there. Okay. Number 9, history. In medieval times, young men and women would write their names and place them in a bowl on February 14th, and each of them would draw a name and would wear it on their sleeve, hence the term, wear your heart on your sleeve.
Why?
I have no idea.
You didn't find out why?
I didn't look that up. This is just
okay.
A list.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just
cool.
A list.
Okay. That's two.
That's two?
That's
okay.
Two weird ones.
Number 8, it gets better, I think. I think it gets better.
You think? You're not sure?
I think it's
you didn't read these before?
No, I did read these.
Okay.
Some of them are pretty good. Number 8, myths. It was once believed that a woman saw a flying robin on Valentine's Day, she would end up getting married to a sailor. Oh, I should
what?
Play this.
That's wacky.
It's pretty wacky, right? If the sparrow was the bird she saw, she would end up marrying that man that was poor. Oh, I guess it was a different type of bird. That's cut off here. And, it says one would only wonder who she would marry if she saw a crow.
Like Edgar Allan Poe she'd marry?
I don't know. I don't know.
Someone from the Counting Crows?
I don't get that one. Counting Crows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Good group. Number 7, the greatest Valentine. Who receives the most Valentines on a day? Well, it's teachers, obviously. They receive the most, followed by children, mothers, and wives and sweethearts, which doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
But I guess I could see the teachers. Did you have to give your teacher a Valentine's Day card?
Yes.
It's so ridiculous, right?
Yes, it's really
dumb. It's just totally ridiculous. And number six, spending. The U.S. spends an average amount of $117 on gifts, meals, and entertainment on Valentine's Day.
That's an average amount, $117?
That's an average. Men spend double as compared to women who spend approximately $76, and men spend $158.
That's because they're buying dinner.
I guess, right?
I suppose.
It's kind of a lot of dosh.
It is for a stupid day.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much what?
I was just going to ask how much you're spending.
How much I'm spending?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
All right.
Maybe like $50.
All right.
Not that much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna be interjecting random Valentine's Day facts.
Okay.
And whenever you hear the music come on.
All right.
Is when when the Valentine's Day facts have to come. Yeah.
What is this?
This is Don't Be Stupid, Cupid.
Okay.
In Dallas, there's controversy over a Valentine's Day card. A woman is protesting that this card be removed from the store. The card says in front, in bold white letters on a red background, "Stalker is a harsh word." And on the inside, it says, "I prefer Valentine."
Oh, my gosh.
So she doesn't like it.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
She thinks it's not cool.
Wow.
So that's the first random Valentine's Day fact.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, I was also reading a couple of stories online. And did you know that this week a Wisconsin winter festival was canceled due to cold weather?
No. That's ironic. It's pretty good.
But don't worry, because today, Sunday, the activities will go on from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with ice bowling, golf, broom ball, dog sled rides, and food and other winter activities.
Oh, that's great. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I love other activities.
But I think it was like Tuesday's activities canceled in Sheboygan, Wisconsin due to cold weather.
That's sad.
The winter fest. Awkward silence. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the board. I was looking for my awe, but I don't have it. What's this? No, it's not the one I was looking for.
What were you looking for?
The awe.
The awe?
Yeah.
Do you know what I almost bought for us today?
Oh, what's that?
An arrow shot. Do you know what that is?
No.
Wow. This show is going really strangely, by the way.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't want to drink your coffee anymore and you don't want to like just, you don't want to get a Red Bull,
yeah,
you can inhale your caffeine.
What?
With this new little thing called the Arrow Shot, and it's an inhalable form of caffeine.
That's really weird.
It's already in stores on the shelves in New York and Massachusetts.
Oh, all right.
Because it was invented by a Harvard professor. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Cambridge.
Uh huh.
So you can get it at like Tedeschi and 7-Eleven and stuff. I almost picked us up one.
Have you seen what it looks
show.
Like? What
yeah.
does this look like? I don't
it
understand.
Looks like a little inhaler. It's like this big.
Oh, is it multiple little, shots?
No, yeah, kind
it's
of.
Like a one-shot
deal? It's a cylindrical kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and you could huff it in, and you huff in the caffeine.
Wow.
Apparently
That's
it's got
weird.
Some flavor, and it's got lime flavor or something like that.
I like drinking coffee. Maybe I'm old-fashioned.
Me too.
I don't know.
It says it's about the size of a lipstick tube. Each plastic canister comes with 100 milligrams of caffeine, about the same size of a large cup of coffee.
Whoa.
The makers claim Aeroshot will give you a quick pick-me-up without filling you up, even when the product boasts zero calories.
Okay. I guess that's true.
So maybe next week we'll try one of those.
That sounds great.
Are you looking forward to it?
I don't know. Do they have like a cream and sugar one that you could do?
A
like
cream
right
and sugar
it?
One? No, I think there's just one flavor. I think it's like lime or something.
Weird.
Yeah. Do you have any Florida news this week?
No.
I've got Florida
news. All right, good.
Yes. I've got a whole segment full of Florida news.
That's great.
Yes. So So that's something I'm thinking about starting.
All right.
Yeah. So what are we going to do now?
Well, we should probably finish our list.
Oh, we want to finish the list?
I guess I'll go with my number 5.
Okay.
Are you okay? Oh. It's a beautiful day for a valley. Okay. All right, I'll stick with it this time.
Go with it.
Profit. Chocolates and candy reaches a sale of, I can't believe this, $1,011 billion on Valentine's Day.
Just for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
I believe it.
I can't feel that's possible. Nearly 1.7 billion worth of flowers and chocolates are bought every year on Valentine's Day.
Won't you be? It's very distracting, isn't it? The music.
And that's what's happening on Valentine's Day. I was trying to time it out, but I don't know. Number 4. Single people. This isn't very interesting, really, but I don't know. For every 120 single men in their 20s, there are 100 single women. So the good ones are still out there, I guess.
Really? That's not what I have.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I don't know where they're pulling that from.
I got something different. I got something far more depressing.
All right. Number 3, kissing. Kissing helps reduce tooth decay.
It does?
Because of the extra saliva.
Ew.
That helps clean
gross.
Out your mouth.
Ew.
I don't know, right? It's kind of gross.
All right.
It also burns 26 calories in 1 minute. Kissing.
That's it.
It's healthy to smooch.
Did you combine those into one?
I did. Because I also have just the regular, just the regular one. Flowers. 15% of women in America send flowers to themselves on Valentine's Day.
15%?
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, I guess that is a lot.
Who does something like that?
I've done something like that before, back when I was single.
198 million red roses were produced in 2010. However, be careful when giving roses to feminists, as they're a symbol of woman zone. I don't know what that means.
A symbol of what?
If you wanna stay just friends, you can try giving a yellow rose.
Yeah, that means
that's appropriate.
Friendship.
But be careful. In some countries, white and yellow roses are used for your funerals. So be careful there.
Which countries?
I don't know. It didn't say. Number 1, chocolate. Richard Cadbury introduced the first box of chocolate in the late 1800s. Physicians commonly advise their patients to eat chocolates to calm their pining for lost love.
What? Yeah. Calm their pining for lost love.
That seems really weird. That's the list.
That's the whole list?
That's the list.
All right. I got some more.
All right.
In South Korea, similar to Japan, women give chocolate to men on February 14th, and men give non-chocolate candy to women on March 14th, which is White Day.
That's interesting.
On April 14th, which is Black Day,
mm-hmm.
those who did not receive anything on the 14th of March or February go to a Korean restaurant and eat black noodles to mourn their single life.
Black noodles?
I guess.
That's really weird.
So if you didn't get anything on Valentine's Day or on White Day, you go out on Black Day, and you're very excited about eating black noodles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Black
Isn't
noodles.
That weird?
I don't think I've ever even seen black noodles.
You have to go to Korean barbecue or something like that.
Okay.
Another one I've got.
Uh-huh.
While sending cards, flowers, chocolates, and other gifts is traditional in the UK, Valentine's Day has various regional customs. In Norfolk, a character called Jack Valentine knocks on the rear door of houses, leaving sweets and presents for children. Although he was leaving treats, many children were afraid of this mystical person.
Whoa.
Doesn't that sound a little bit freaky? Jack Valentine, he comes to the back door and leaves sweets at the back door?
That's like, that's all like Black Peter or something for Christmas.
What?
Isn't that?
Oh, that's like a German thing, Black Peter.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of anti-black stuff going on
white
this month.
White people are so scared.
Isn't this supposed black to be? People. Isn't this Black History
is
Month?
Is it supposed to be Black History Month? Yes,
isn't
it is
it?
Supposed to be.
I don't
yes.
know.
Shortest that? And coldest month of the year.
There
yes.
you go. Yeah. Is that it for your list?
No, I've
oh,
got
okay,
more.
Okay.
I've got more. I just was trying to break it up a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And the next one is.
What? Wait, do you want another one?
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, okay.
Keep it going.
I'll put the music back on then.
All right.
Some of these aren't really Valentine's Day facts. They're just kind of funny things that happen. On the 10th of February, which was, what, 2 days ago?
Yes.
Police in Baltimore arrested a man accused of breaking into a woman's house and stealing her panties and sending her cell phone pictures of them.
That's weird.
The victim called police February 2nd and said she arrived home to find her back door had been pried open and a thief had taken cash, a gold necklace, a gold bracelet, and a pair of red thong panties.
Wow.
She received a picture message on her phone after the burglary from the man who had given her the jewelry that had been taken. The pictures featured the victim's stolen panties.
Uh-huh.
The woman said she received multiple taunting texts from the man before arranging to meet with him to retrieve the panties. Manuel Loja, who the victim described as a friend, was arrested when he showed up to meet the woman and was charged with 2 counts of burglary, theft, and destruction of property.
Wow. Where did this happen?
Baltimore.
Oh, interesting. That's pretty good. It's like Valentine's Day weird news.
Yeah.
I like it.
He stole her panties and then sent her pictures of them.
That's super creepy.
Isn't it creepy?
Yeah.
You mean you don't do that?
No, I've never really, I don't think I've ever taken a picture of a panty.
You haven't?
Just to begin with. Yeah. Just to begin with that. Never mind the actual sending it.
Not even in the store or anything?
No, no.
You should start doing that.
Really?
Yes.
Send random people?
Maybe just me.
Okay.
Send random pictures of panties out at stores.
Start looking forward to some good picture mail. You asked for it.
Maybe I can start sending you pictures of boxers.
Okay, this will be great.
Just not on people, just like on, yep, on a rack or something.
This is going to be great.
Yeah? Do you want another fact?
Yeah. How many more we got?
A lot.
Okay. All right. Maybe two more?
Sure.
Okay.
I can always do more later. There are 34 single men age 65 or older to every 100 women of the same age.
I was talking about ones in their 20s.
Oh, so I was talking about seniors.
You missed that detail.
Yeah, I did miss that detail. Sorry. And there's also there's a climate change happening right now.
Yeah.
Apparently it's affecting chocolate.
What?
So apparently there will be less chocolate this year than any other year.
Oh, no.
Global warming. It's killing the earth.
I love that part.
Do you like that part?
Yeah.
It's also been affected. The crops that have also been affected are cane sugar and also peanuts and pecans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's going to be rough.
It's tough. I know there was a problem with the peanut butter.
There was?
Like, there was a big thing about the price of peanut butter going up. That
what?
Was like a month ago.
I just know about the price of coffee.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to tell you, listeners out there, right now, I really don't feel good.
Oh, no.
So I'm barely getting through the show right now.
But Kay's being a trooper.
I'm being a trooper. I've had the flu or something for the past few days.
Or
since
something.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Something going on.
Yeah.
Thanks for the sound effect.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But,
and I feel like ass right now.
Oh,
so I'm surprised we're barely getting through the show. Yeah, it's okay. But 7:23, and it's I'm still going strong.
You're still going.
Yeah.
It's almost a third, well, about a third of the way through. Well, we'll take a break.
Yeah, taking a break.
It's good for you. And when we come back, maybe we'll do some videos. Do you want to? You can watch some videos.
Do you not have weird news?
I do have weird news. You want to come back with weird news?
Yes, I'd like that. I'm excited for that.
All right, we'll come back with some weird news,
Yay.
And we'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. My man just left me for another woman. So I'm going to take all the gold and diamonds and crap that he's given me over the years and sell it to CashForGoldUSA.com.
Cash in on all your unwanted gold jewelry, diamonds, and sterling silver with CashForGoldUSA.com.
My girlfriend just bought me a sterling silver set for Valentine's Day. I don't know what she was thinking. I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. All the cash I'm going to get for CashForGoldUSA.com. What the hell am I supposed to do with silverware?
Turn V-Day into Me-Day and get paid cash for all your sterling silver, diamonds, and gold. CashForGoldUSA.com is North America's number one online gold, silver, and diamond buyer. Proven by independent news sources to pay 3 times more cash than any of their competitors. They're honest, trusted, and have paid millions. Take it from me, I'm British. Visit their site right now and get a $50 cash bonus on all of your gold, silver, and diamond items. Don't wait. Turn V-Day into Me-Day.
Hey, let's use the silver set for dinner tonight.
No! Because I'm taking you out for dinner.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Running from the future, running from the past, can't be in the moment, it happens so fast, you're a lonely man. Broken bonds of courage, broken family, broken resolution, brand you bitterly, you're a lonely man.
Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We're back. How about that cash for gold? It's probably not too late to send your stuff in.
You think?
I don't know. Maybe it'll work that out.
I wonder what I got. I wonder what I can get.
Yeah.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can. So in many ways, you can email us at tkradioshow@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/tkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com.
Blog.
Follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of breaking news about the Whitney Houston debacle.
Oh, right.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
So, as we know, sad news, Whitney Houston passed away last night.
Yeah.
Or yesterday. Apparently her daughter, 18-year-old daughter, Bobby Christina, was hospitalized because she was drinking, and then her relatives gave her a sedative along with...
Her daughter?
Yes.
Oh.
Along with the alcohol. So she was she's hospitalized. So let's...
Oh, boy. Her and her daughter's in the hospital now.
Yeah, because she's drinking to cover the pain, and now she was given a sedative, and that's not a good...
That's horrible.
Yeah, so let's... Let's hope that everything's going to be okay with her. It's a real tragedy.
It is a real tragedy. Still no news on what happened, though.
No news on a cause yet.
Yeah. It's horrible.
I mean, it's going to be what we think it is.
Yeah.
It's
really too bad.
But it's the loss of a really, really fantastic voice. I mean, I feel like my whole childhood is dying.
One of the biggest pops from the
80s
to 90s,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Was really serious, you know.
Oh my God, I'd Saving All My Love for You.
Yeah.
Like, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Like, those were my jams.
Yep.
Growing up.
Nothing like it. Yeah, that voice is amazing.
Oh, great voice. So, silenced way too early. So.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Whitney Houston. Terrible. But anyway, you've got the weird news.
I do have the weird news. I feel weird going to the chicken dance after that. But,
it's okay.
We're moving right along. We only have an hour here, so we'll do the best we can. This one comes to us in New York. Not the best place to take your date on Valentine's Day. It may not smell like a rose, but in New York, sewage treatment plant is offering a tour for lovers on Valentine's Day.
I think I heard something about this vaguely.
Yeah, the tour is hosted by a superintendent of the Newton Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant in Brooklyn. They promised to have a unique date with that special someone that they'll never forget. Highlights of the tour will be, you'll see the giant egg-shaped digesters that break down noxious waste and harmless sludge and gas. And they even give the people on the tour a Hershey kiss at the end.
Not I don't understand this.
Where I'd really want to have a Hershey kiss.
I don't know if
this is a joke or what, but...
it's got to be a joke.
That's what's happening in New York.
That's just awful. I don't understand that.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah.
That's just gross. I'm going to play that because that's just gross.
That's like where you want to take someone you don't like.
I wonder, the interesting thing will be if they have a news update of people that actually went on it. Like, do you think they'll actually get anyone? Like, some people will probably go.
I'd like to see a YouTube video of the tour.
That would be great. That would be really fun. Someone should do that. Like, here we are on Valentine's Day. How do you...
I'm encouraging people around the world.
All right.
We need YouTube tours of the sewage. It's the sewage underneath the city? Sewage plant? What is it?
It's a treatment plant in Brooklyn.
Yes, in Brooklyn, of all places. Yeah, I'm all about that. We got to see that. I'm encouraging people around the world. All two of our listeners.
Good times.
Good times.
This one comes to us from Virginia.
Oh, Virginia.
There it is.
Yay.
Well,
a
fraternity, it's hard to say.
What did you say at first?
Is being sued over a bottle rocket shot from his anus.
What?
That's right. Louis
Helmberg.
No,
what,
I can't.
What shot from his anus?
A firecracker bottle rocket.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I guess he was on the porch in a 2011 house party. And it didn't go off, or it didn't go off like it should have. No, it's more like this. Ball rocket. And he fell off the deck and got wedged between a air conditioning unit. It was like 20 feet. It's not clear how serious his injuries are. And that's what's happening in Virginia.
That's terrible.
It is pretty terrible, right? I guess he broke a window.
Oh.
Oh boy.
It was in his ass though?
It was in his ass. You know how those college things go, right?
I suppose. I mean, we didn't do that crap when we were in college, but
We didn't. The case, if it proceeds to trial, may get a jury to decide the outcome of that case.
Interesting.
Wouldn't that be a fun jury to be on?
It would be an awesome jury to be on.
And it's not sure whether they still have...
What about feces?
Exactly. It's not sure if they still have a grudge, but in the spirit of the brotherhood, perhaps they'll just turn the other cheek.
Oh.
Once the lawsuit is resolved, that is.
Thank you.
All right. Good times. Moving right along.
Moving right along.
Oh, this one happened in Boston.
Yay!
Did you hear about this, the Butterfinger stunt?
No.
I couldn't believe I didn't see this. Well, as you know, the Super Bowl was last week, and the Patriots lost.
They did. I have news on that front, too.
Oh, good. Well, people aren't quite done piling on New England Patriots. Receiver Wes Welker? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay,
very good.
I'm not a football guy, really, but we did watch it.
We did watch it.
For dropping his fourth quarter pass that helped the New York Giants win the Super Bowl. Well, online pawnbroker dumped hundreds of Butterfinger candy bars in Boston's Copley Square on Tuesday with a note saying, "Thank you, Wes Welker."
Oh, that's horrible taunting.
Isn't that pretty funny?
Yet funny.
There were so many of them, and then people were just collecting them. And that's what's happening in Boston.
I love it. I love it. Butterfingers.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Maybe we'll just do one.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah, go ahead.
To tell you what the New York Giants were doing
on
the way home?
Yeah.
This is what they were doing on the way home on the plane.
Oh, yeah, I heard this. This is great.
They were having a great time on the plane on the way home.
Yeah, I heard that. That's pretty great. Didn't they do that somewhere else too, like at some like event?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they did it again. I don't know. One more. We'll do one more here. This one happens to come to us from Montana. A Montana man starts a police chase just because he wanted to.
What?
55-year-old Montana man says he always wanted to be part of a police chase.
Can you say Montana again?
Montana? Montana?
You must have been Montana. Montana.
All right.
Go ahead.
He's always giving me a hard time here. You've got to get through this. They report that he is following a patrol car for several blocks and Thursday before pulling his SUV around and taking off at speeds of 70 miles per hour. Police say he was driving faster than 100 on an interstate towards Rocker, Montana. The officers laid out spikes and flattened the tires of the SUV. He just always wanted to be in a police chase. He wasn't drinking, and that's what's happening in Montana.
He just wanted to be in a police chase, so he, like, created a police chase?
Yeah, just for himself. It's kind of weird.
Is there any follow-up on that story?
I haven't seen anything yet. He does face charges of reckless driving and eluding police. Yeah. He's yawning. That's like
I'm yawning. I keep yawning all the time.
He's having a hard time. Anyways, that is the weird news.
Wow. Do you want me to keep going on this theme? Because I got the Florida news.
Oh, the Florida news?
I got,
sure.
And I got an official Florida news theme song.
I can play the... Okay.
No, this is the official state song of Florida.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, it contains a racial slur.
That's not a surprise, Florida.
It does. I'll point it out when it comes on. Anyway, there's some great news coming out of Florida all the time.
Always.
For some reason, Florida...
Oh, yeah.
...has issues. I don't know what the deal is with Florida, but there's something going on. So, a man hides stolen jewelry in Chinese food.
Wait, what was that?
A man hides stolen jewelry in Chinese food. So, on Tuesday, the Melbourne Police Department issued an advisory that there's there's been a residential burglary. They took like $1,000 worth of digital camera and jewelry worth $500.
Wow.
So they're driving around and they stopped for Chinese.
Uh-huh.
And about 4 p.m., they get pulled over after the description of the vehicle matches the suspect vehicle. Uh-huh. And after getting a search warrant for the vehicle, deputies found the loot on the front console inside a takeout plate of Chinese food sitting on top of fried chicken, fried rice, and an egg roll.
Oh, my gosh.
So they charged the drivers with, grand theft and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think this is the refrain for the song. And it's hard to understand.
Yeah, it is very hard to understand.
But she says the word darkies.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
She does. I think, let me see if I can.
Do you have it isolated?
I don't have it isolated, but I do have the words. In this Florida State song. The chorus is all the world am sad and dreary. Everywhere I roam, oh darkies, how my heart grows weary. Far black from the old folks so at home. Black people. So let's hear that now.
All right.
Oh crap. Sorry, here we go. Oh no, it's not here yet. Go forward a little bit. Sad and dreary. Everywhere I roam. Oh, darkies. She did a good roll on the R to darkies.
Yeah, jeez.
White people are so scared. Black people.
This is the Florida State song, by the way.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Well, there's no shock there.
No, there's no shock.
Yeah.
So here's another story from Florida. And there's another one too, but I can leave it at this one.
Okay.
A bomb squad was called to Miami Heat neighborhood Tuesday evening after a man found squatters with cocaine, marijuana, a handgun, 10 grenades.
Course.
And a pig inside the house.
Wow.
And a pig.
Of course, yeah.
Like,
naturally.
Like, I mean, do you want to hit this list again? Cocaine, marijuana, a handgun, 10 grenades, and a pig.
Jeez.
And a pig.
It's really crazy.
Why was there a pig there? I don't know.
I don't know. I gotta have a pig. Is it like a pet?
I don't know. It wasn't the person who owns the house's pet.
You know, they all go together. You know what doesn't go together?
What?
Grenades and pigs. That was the only one on the list that I'd be questioning.
And they didn't mention anything else in the story. They were just like
or
a
what
homeowner.
His plan was doing.
Were just like an out-of-state homeowner, arrived to his Miami home.
That's a good one.
They discovered two people.
I like it.
It was a man and a woman. They were like with drugs, a handgun, grenades, and a pig.
I don't think I have
I don't have a pig noise either.
No, okay.
And that is the news from Florida,
oh,
ladies
loved
and
it.
Gentlemen.
That was really good stuff.
Is this where we say the darkies again? Oh, this is the darkies part. So racist.
So scared of black people.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Florida, congratulations on having a racist song as your state song.
No shocker there.
We love you, Florida.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, it's so fantastic.
Well, do you want to take another break and come back with those videos?
Yeah.
Time?
I've also got more
things?
Valentine's Day advice.
Oh, okay.
And also who you should be going on a date with if you want to get banged on the first date.
Oh, good time.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
All right. All coming up after this.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage.
Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington K Show.
The future is now. The Darrington K Show.
Yo, this is Derek Acacia. We are back. Jones's Barbecue. That would be a good place to take your date on Valentine's Day, right?
I would love to be able to eat barbecue. Oh, my
taking
God.
Taking reservations or not. I don't know.
Oh, I miss eating. Anyway, you can get in contact with us. Please message. Don't say at me.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at something.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook. Just click the like button. Go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Call us and harass us. You never know unless you ask.
That's right.
Of course, no one's calling us
Where
right now because
called?
Everyone's watching the Grammy pre-show, maybe.
Oh, is it tonight? Oh,
it
I
is
had
tonight.
No idea.
It's tonight at 8, so everyone's probably watching the red carpet, but that's okay.
It's all right. Whatever. Whatever, fine. You can listen another time.
Yeah, you can listen as a podcast.
Enjoy your stupid red carpet.
Although I don't know what will happen with this show because I feel terrible.
Oh, no. We're almost there.
We are almost there.
Last quarter.
Wait,
right
what are we doing right now? Oh, we got some YouTube videos.
We have some YouTube videos.
Fantastic.
Do you want to do that or do you want to go with the... Because you got some Valentine's Day stuff.
I do have more Valentine's Day stuff.
I don't know. I could do the videos, but those could always keep to next week.
Okay. Let me read some of this Valentine's
Day
stuff.
All right, cool.
So, if you want to get laid on the first date, which operating system do you think your date should use on their phone?
On their phone?
Yes.
Wait, which way is this working? Is this like a guy, like...
It's anybody. Anybody.
So if you got an OS on a phone...
Hey, hold on 1 second. We got a call.
Awesome.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Kay.
Hi. Huh. Is this the one and only Lisa?
It is.
Oh, Hello. Awesome. Hey, Lisa. It's me, too.
Hey, guys. I'm hearing you. I'm in a time warp. I'm hearing you, and I'm talking to you at the same time, but they're not synchronized.
Oh, that happens. You may want to turn your radio down.
Yeah, you may want to turn your radio down. There might be a little delay.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, okay. I'm liking the show.
Are you liking the show?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, good. It's not so much of a train wreck that I think it is.
No, it's awesome. Great ads, especially.
Oh, you like
I like the foot massage barbecue, yeah.
That's a good place, you know. I mean, you get all those sauces on your feet, and it feels good.
If you pay him enough.
That's true.
Where do you find that?
I don't know where they're located.
They're our sponsors.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you got plans for this Valentine's Day?
No.
Neither do I.
I don't. What? Aren't you going out for a big dinner?
Oh, I miss eating.
I'm going out for dinner. I'm going out for a...
Where are you going?
A nice, I'll just say French-Cambodian. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, French-Cambodian. Oh,
yeah.
Yum, yum.
That'll be good.
They have yummy drinks.
So are you going to spend the designated amount according to your statistics? What was you said? The average man spends $100, $150 or something?
Yeah, how much are you planning to drop over
I think
there?
It's from like 70-something to... to like 150 or something like that. I might be sort of in the average middle of the road ballpark. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised by that figure. It seems a little on the high side to me, but
oh. Yeah, I think so too. It's a little bit much.
Yeah.
I'm a princess, so that seems a little on the low side to me.
Oh, you gotta go. You're a little more than that. Yeah.
I went to two hunge.
Wow.
I'm waiting for jewelry. Dinner.
Not a cheap date, Kate.
Dancing.
Is.
Teddy bear.
Flowers and chocolate.
Flowers and chocolate.
Wow.
Hey, you know what happened to me last Valentine's Day?
What happened? Yeah. Tell us.
Did I tell you guys this? I got an accidental double flower delivery.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Wow.
What were the bouquets like?
Well, it was pretty. They were identical, almost identical, and each one had a little teddy bear with it.
You know, it's too bad. It's too bad on the sender's part. Like they could, if it just combined them, you would have been like, "Oh my gosh, this is such a huge, huge bouquet of flowers." But
right. Here was the other weird part.
Yeah.
Inside one of them was a card for somebody else.
Uh oh.
Oh no.
That had dropped there, I think, accidentally, because there was a card for me and then a card for this other person.
Yeah.
That said something like, to Snooki from from Bubbles or something.
Wow, like little pet names or something like that, right?
Yeah. So I was gonna throw it away, and then I decided to call the flower company to tell them, so they said
that's nice
they would take care of it, yeah.
So that way, Snooki and Chuckles got their card and flowers.
Chuckles.
What's the name? I don't remember.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd like a Valentine's Day card addressed to Chuckles.
That would be pretty good.
It would be great.
Maybe I'll send you that with pictures of undies.
Yes.
The red thong underwear.
But they have to be on a hanger.
They do?
Yes.
Not on someone else?
No.
Okay.
They can't be on a person. They have to be on a hanger or at the Victoria's Secret table.
Okay.
They have to be like retail panties.
Game on.
You should send me pictures of like big ones too, like big size 20s.
No, I get all kinds of sizes.
I have a story about that as well.
Oh, Lisa, I can send to you too. I don't know why people want these, but same.
You can skip me. That's okay. I don't have a data plan to allow picture messaging.
I don't want to put someone over their limit or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I almost missed you have 10 more minutes, though.
So. Yeah. Well,
I hope you feel better. Feel better and figure out what's going on with your
sickness. Thank you. I think I'm going to call the doc in the AM. See what's doing.
That probably would be good.
I think you should.
Not fun.
No.
All right. Well, Lisa, have
a lovely
Valentine's Day.
Thanks
you
so much.
Too.
And thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
So as I was saying, if you want to get laid on the first date.
Yeah.
Should your date be an iPhone user, a BlackBerry user?
Uh-huh.
Or an Android user, or a Windows phone user. I guess that counts as one, too.
Windows Mobile Phone 7.
Or maybe a iOS device, but that doesn't really count. No one really studies that.
Yeah. Or I don't know. I'm gonna guess it's an iPhone.
Can you give me a timpani?
Oh sure.
If you want to get laid on the first date, your date should use an Android phone.
What?
A recent Match.com survey found that Android users are most likely to put out on the first date. Match reported that 62% of Android users will have sex after one date. By comparison...
Wait, what's that number?
62%.
62%?
62%.
That sounds pretty high to me.
Sounds very high. By comparison, 57% of iPhone users and 48% of BlackBerry owners said they've gotten down on the first date.
Wow. No information on open web OS.
No, of course not.
That's not too bad.
And the survey also showed that if you're interested in pursuing an office romance, you want to look for your coworkers who use iPhones.
Why is that?
They said they're most inclined to date someone in their workplace.
Wow.
Apple iPhone users also don't ascribe to the 3-day rule of dating either. They tend to wait just one day after a date to make contact.
Just one day?
Just one day. So if you have an iPhone, you can't wait till the next for like 3 days later, you got to text them the next day.
Uh-huh.
And if you have an Android or a BlackBerry, you generally wait between 2 or 3 days.
So someone like with Android, like see someone else with an Android, they're like, oh, we might got a shot here. This is looking pretty good.
Exactly. If there's like two of those Samsung Galaxy 2s, get together. You see Samsung Galaxy 2?
That's right. The big screen and the pen.
Oh, no. That's the Samsung Galaxy.
I'm not up on it.
What's it called? That the one with the new Palm Pilot?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was.
What's the name of the phone? It's like a pad or a wall or something. I don't know. It's something stupid.
Yeah.
OkCupid last released a study that claimed if you tweet frequently, your relationships are likely to be shorter.
What?
But in 2010, however, OkCupid also found that people who own iPhones are having more sex than those who use BlackBerries or Android phones.
That have iPhones?
Yeah, they're having more sex than Androids and BlackBerry users.
Wow. Well, that's sort of interesting, I guess.
Also, I've got a fact, another Valentine's Day fact that you might want to consider.
Uh-huh.
If you're a British person, this is a British study, and if you're dating a woman of larger carriage, maybe a larger-sized woman... She probably has a pair of sexy underwear in her purse just in case.
Oh.
A survey revealed that an astonishing 43% of women, British women, carry around a pair of sexy panties in their handbags just in case.
That's interesting.
It is found, however, that the slim size 8 women, and size 8 is like size 6 in the United States, or size 4.
Really?
Yeah, it's a size conversion.
Okay.
Are most likely to wear sensible cotton panties, while size 16s prefer sexier matching sets. Size 14 women are the most likely, this is about size 12, are the most likely to wear a suspender belt, I suppose that's a garter belt, or sometimes not even bother with underwear at all.
Oh.
So if you're a British woman, you're a size 12, chances are you might not have underwear on, or you might have sexy underwear on, or a garter belt.
Yeah.
or if you're a size 14,
with no underwear,
and you have sexy underwear on. But if you're like a small, you have cotton panties on.
Wow. I wonder what that's about. They're just trying to package up to look nice.
Maybe that's it. Because maybe if it already looks nice, it's small.
You don't have to
dress it up. But maybe if it's a little.
So they're focusing on packaging it up nice.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know. Well, maybe I kind of understand. Maybe if I was like a size 16 or something, I'd maybe want to wear sexy underwear, make it look nice.
Like a US 16?
Yes, like a US 16.
Whoa. Okay.
But I don't know. Because that doesn't look, I don't know. I've seen, I think a, like a thinner woman in like little cotton panties looks cute. But the bigger the cotton panty, the less sexy it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like a parachute eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the sexier panty on the larger, more voluptuous person,
much better than,
is going to look better. I think.
I would agree with that.
No insult to anyone who's voluptuous or
that's right,
fabulously plump in
that's
that
right.
area. I just think that I agree with this version that a sexier panty may look better on your butt.
Many shapes and sizes.
Many shapes and sizes are sexy to me. But yeah. So that is news out of Great Britain, though. That's not an American phenomenon.
Okay.
So I don't think that I've ever carried a sexy pair of underwear in my purse just in case. Never.
Nope.
Not once.
I may have, but it might have been for someone else.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Do you want to hear the random Valentine's Day fact?
All right, maybe one more. We just got a couple minutes here.
Don't be
oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, do I not have any more? Oh, I might have.
Oh, you shot your load. Well, we got this great song.
I shot my wad. Oh, that was it. Oh, and we never got to that dad who shot.
I heard about
shot
that.
His kid's computer.
Right, I heard about it, but I didn't read the story.
Oh, did you not see the Facebook video either?
No, there's a big video about it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It was fantastic. I have a little bit of it.
All right.
If you want to hear it.
Okay.
Let's see. And we're wheeling.
Oh, pinwheeling.
We're pinwheeling, yeah. Why are you pinwheeling? Hi.
Good afternoon. It's February 7th, 2012. This is for my daughter, Hannah. And more importantly, for all her friends on Facebook who thought that her little rebellious post was cute. And for all you parents out there that think your, kids don't post bad things on Facebook, well, I want to read you one. I took off my daughter's Facebook wall. She thought she'd be smart by blocking her parents and being able to see it. Hannah, you were grounded for about 3 months for doing something very similar to this. And I would have thought, with a father that works in IT for a living, you'd have better sense than to do it again. But I just spent about 6 hours yesterday fixing your computer for you, upgrading it for you, spent about $130 on software. And today, I run across a post on your Facebook page that you didn't think I'd be able to see. So since you want to hide it from everyone, I'm going to share it with everybody. This is called To My Parents, by the way. To my parents, I'm not your damn slave. It's not my responsibility to clean up your shit. We have a cleaning lady for a reason. Her name is Linda, not Hannah. If you want coffee, get off your ass and make it yourself. If you want a garden, shovel the fertilizer yourself. Don't sit back on your ass and watch me do it. House and get mud all over the floor that I just cleaned, be my guest. But clean it up after you're done getting shit everywhere.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then later in the video, he shoots her computer with a handgun.
It's pretty great.
He shoots it like 10 times.
I saw that headline, yeah.
It was so fantastic. That's and then he great. Posted the video to her Facebook page.
Oh, that's good.
It's kind
that's
of awesome.
Pretty good.
Father of the Year. Tune in next time.
Next time. Next week?
Next week. Hopefully I'll be all healed.
We'll be on next week?
Yeah, I hope so.
Most Sundays at 7.
Most Sundays at 7.
All right, I like that. That's good.
3 out of 4. How about that?
3 out of 4.
We like that.
That sounds like a plan.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
And have a happy Valentine's
happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, whatever your status.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Derek and Kay Show.